I can't stop shopping. Help me. From Gala Darlings I Sing. I got an email the other day from a girl, and this is what it said. I used to laugh off the fact that I was always in debt and a bit of a shopaholic. Now I realize I actually have a very serious problem. I go to uni in a city, and so every day I go past shops which draw me in, and I end up spending anything around £50 a day on stuff I could do without. But I literally can't stop. I don't know what to do. I feel like I don't want to stop as I get such a buzz, but feel so sick with guilt and worry over my debts. My debts from shopping are around £2,000. I know this may not seem much, but I'm a student with rent to pay and I only get a £4,000 loan a year. I feel like I need to go to rehab or something. I feel so bad because my boyfriend is so helpful and lends me money to pay off my overdraft, but once I'm in the black, I just go straight back out and spend it again. I can't, literally can't, save money. Please help. Ah, the roller coaster ride that is shopping when you have no money. Of course, it's fun. It's a little dangerous. You know, it's kind of stupid, but hey, that bank gave me that credit card, right? They wouldn't have given it to me if they didn't trust me with it. I know what I'm doing. I can pay it back easily. And so you go out and you spend, and you walk home high on the scent of receipt paper and bulging shopping bags, and you throw open the front door and set everything down in the living room. An hour or two later, you walk back into the living room and regard what you've done. What is this thing? Why did you buy that? This isn't even going to go with anything else. You can't wear that. You'll look like Beyonce on an off day. Oh God, why did I do that? You start to feel guilty about what you've bought. I shouldn't have spent all that money. What was I thinking? You don't sleep very well that night, and your feelings of inertia and fear fuel you to go out and do it all again the next day. And the day after that. And the day after that. We all have moments where we go shopping for a pick-me-up to make ourselves feel better or just to distract ourselves from whatever is going on in our lives. But there's a very definite line between being an occasional emotional shopper and spending so much that it actually scares you, and most of us know which side of that line we're on. Let me explain something. Banks are not your friend. I know they're all smiley and big teeth and, here, have a Visa with a $5,000 limit, and you're a trusted customer, how would you like to push that limit to $10,000? And sign up for this card and spend your way to oblivion with no interest for 24 months. But they are not doing this for your benefit. They are doing it for theirs. They don't like you. They like their profit margins. They count on people like you to spend way, way, way beyond their means so they can jack up the fees and make an absolute killing off your chosen form of therapy / self-destruction. The system is set up so that they win. Never forget that. Another thing, your boyfriend needs to stop bailing you out. I don't mean to get all Dr. Phil on you, but honestly, even though he thinks he is being helpful, kind, and sweet, what he's actually doing is enabling your behavior. You continue to spend carte blanche because you know in the back of your mind that he is always going to be there to look after you. It's a nice thought. Comforting. I don't blame you, to be honest. But what would happen if you broke up? The credit card company might decide they want the full balance of your credit card back. Immediately. As in, now. If you can't pay it, they could sue you to get the money, or give your details to a debt collection company who will hound you day and night at work and at home, or repossess your stuff. Not to mention having a bad credit record makes it almost impossible to do anything like open accounts with cell phone companies, etc. The temporary thrill you get from shopping is not worth the fiscal hell you are heading towards, honestly. And I say this as someone who understands very well the bliss of a new purchase. Even if you never break up, even if you're together forever and ever, do you really want to be beholden to him like that? Do you want him to always take responsibility for you? It might sound appealing at first, but it plays hell on your self-esteem. How can you feel good about yourself when you're not really holding the reins? Really though, as with most problems people have, this whole thing stems from your emotions. If I were you, I'd look a little more closely at my life to try and understand why you have this compulsive need to shop. I'd agree that you have a problem because your behavior is starting to negatively affect your life, and yet you still continue to do it. So ask yourself some questions. What are you so unhappy about that you're so desperate to distract yourself from? What's the void you're trying to fill with stuff, and where did it come from? This is a quote from Buying Trouble When Shopping Becomes a Compulsion. Since 2005, New York therapist April Lane Benson, author of the book I Shop, Therefore I Am, has had participants in her group psychotherapy sessions keep journals and shopping lists that track their moods, their impulses, and their household needs. When contemplating a purchase, Benson's patients are asked to record their answers to questions such as, why am I here? How do I feel? Do I need this? What if I wait? How will I pay for it? And where will I put it? There are a lot of practical tips I can give you, like cut up your credit cards, get a part-time job and start paying the damn thing off, freeze your credit card in a glass of water so you can't use it, set it on fire and dance around it naked, only allow yourself to pay for things in cash, give yourself an allowance of £10 a day, and if you can't be trusted with it, have your boyfriend physically hand it to you every morning. When you feel out of control and like you want to shop, exercise instead. Start seeing a counselor. Tell someone about your problem and call them when you feel the need to buy a huge ugly poncho, etc. But none of that is going to help you as long as you're driven by this huge emotional vacuum. Don't underestimate the power of how you feel. As long as you still feel empty or lost or confused or whatever it is that makes you want to shop, 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 that urge to spend will always have you in its stranglehold. Your unhappiness could come from all sorts of places. Having a sucky job is a likely candidate, as is feeling bored or disinterested at university, dissatisfaction with a major relationship, feeling lonely or like you don't really know where you're heading in life. Take a good, hard look at what's really going on. Don't play it off or pretend like it doesn't really matter or ignore your pain. Face facts, make a list, and then start thinking up solutions. If you're really stumped, you can ask your friends if they have any ideas too. There is a way to fix every problem. You might just have to think differently. Then, like with anything else that has the potential to improve your life, you have to take action. You have to decide that yes, you're good enough and important enough and fabulous enough that your life should be great and happier than it is now. You are worth taking a scary risk for. You are worth the effort. And if you don't take those first terrifying stumbling steps, no one else is going to do it for you. So take action.